Hi, it's Tim Dre, president of the Illinois AFL-CIO. Thank you for listening to The Worker's Mic, supported by the Illinois AFL-CIO, fighting every day for working families. Visit ilafl-cio.org today. Enjoy the show, and remember, it's better in a union.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN, powered by the Midwest soon-to-be National Coalition of Labor. We're in the middle of transitioning that name. I'm Ken Edwards with the coalition. Phil Davidson, Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. Excellent.
When's this transition going to be official?
It's kind of like it's going right now. So as we bring on new unions, we're branding it with the National Coalition of Labor.
Okay.
So any new unions that come on, they get the NCL. We finally have our app. We got our app up and running.
Long time coming.
Oh my gosh. And so if you went to the Google Play Store, or what's the Apple one? The
iOS.
But like, what do they call, like iTunes, or I don't even know what's the Apple Play Store, whatever the Apple Store is.
Yeah.
If you went there and you typed in National Coalition of Labor, you can now download our app.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So still a little tiny bit of a work in progress, but a million times better than it used to be. And, you know, I think nowadays, obviously, younger generation uses their phones.
They love their apps.
Some of them don't even have computers anymore, Phil.
I've heard this, yeah.
Right?
Tablets and phones.
Amazing, huh?
I need my computer.
Same.
Yeah, I need that tactile keyboard. I don't know. Just feel lost without it.
I still use a mouse.
Do you really?
I really do. It's sitting right there.
Yeah.
I can't get used to the pad thingamajig.
Yeah, so, I don't like it either.
I don't know. Anyway, so Ed is not here. Ed is traveling to... he's actually traveling to one of your events in St. Louis, where I went to one of your events last week as well, which is why I was not here, in Kansas City. So the Carpenters, and then...
You walked into a hero's welcome, I heard.
What do you mean?
In Kansas City.
They're like,
Ken's here! Ken's here, everybody!
Yeah. It was pouring rain, and it was the picnic. I felt bad. It was the wet, bouncy house and stuff.
Yeah, but, about that.
But no, it was great, and I got to see the Carpenters' new premise health center. Absolutely beautiful.
State of the art.
Holy cow. Holy cow. I couldn't get over it.
We don't skimp, the Carpenters.
No, God, no. Absolutely not. And so it was really, really neat to see that. And then went to the training site and schmoozed around and met people in Kansas City that I've talked to for a long time. But
did you sign any autographs?
Of course I signed autographs, yes. So anyway, thanks to Bobby Ryder for filling in for me last week, running his mouth about me and making jokes about me. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
But listen, before we get to our show today, and we got Carl Coker coming in here from Coker Insurance Group. It's open enrollment time for the Coalition for Life Insurance, accidental death, accident, critical illness.
Best time of the year.
And, you know, just a massive, massive time for us. Really, really super busy. But he's going to come in and talk about that. And then I think next week, actually, Phil, we're going to have somebody to talk about the MetLife disability program that we just launched this year as well.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yep, yep. Carpenters, once again, lead the way in terms of purchase of that as well.
People love it.
Yeah, it's knock on wood's going well. So, couple of quick things, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about first before we get into? Do you want to talk about this election workers here?
Yeah, that was that's an eye opener. We got to get this rectified immediately.
Yeah. All right. So check it out. Right, the election workers for the state of Illinois, right, for the upcoming election, wanted to form a union, and I can't say I blame them.
Right. Low pay. Obviously, not exaggeration to say their lives might be threatened now. I mean, people have gone crazy when it comes to elections, and we know what's happening to these poor election workers. So, yeah, right, they could definitely
Who would want to be an election worker right now?
I have no clue.
And good for them for standing up and doing
Gluttons
it.
Gluttons for punishment, right.
Yeah, but they said, you know, hey, maybe it's time that we get some protections.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more money, maybe some security.
We're protecting democracy. How about we protect ourselves as well?
And what did the Illinois Election Board say? They said, no, you can't join a union because your speech is political or something like that.
Yeah, something.
And they denied their petition to form a union.
Yeah.
So, first of all, shame on the Illinois Election Board. I hope that thing gets turned around.
Yeah.
You give them a chance to be a union. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Listen, we got to wrap up the front end here, but we're going to be right back with Carl Coker, more of The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN.
You're listening to The Worker's Mic, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, and Voya Financial.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN, powered by the Midwest, soon to be National Coalition of Labor, right, Phil?
Yeah, very exciting.
We're moving.
Moving on up.
Moving on up is right. And we're happy to have with us today Carl Coker. Carl is the, what, CEO, president?
President.
President of Coker Insurance Group. Welcome, Carl.
Thank you. Thanks, Ken. Thanks,
and
morning, Carl.
Morning.
Yeah, and listen, we have open enrollment right now, right?
We do. It starts October 1st, or it really started this week.
Yep.
Right before October 1st, and all the way through November 30th.
And let's just start right at the top with the website that people can go to that are in the coalition and get life insurance if they want. And that is mclenrollment.com. We've made it simpler this year.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? Finally.
I like that.
Yep.
mclenrollment.com or NCL, National Coalition of Labor.
That's right.
NCLenrollment.com. Either one takes you to the same place.
We got redirects now.
Yes, it does.
Yep. We're
moving on up.
Yeah, we're getting pretty high tech here.
No more forward slash.
Correct.
Boy, exactly. 2023
oh,
forward slash.
Oh, my God. It was so unwieldy.
Yeah.
Like, even I would put it in wrong. Like, go, blah, blah. Like, it was just a pain. So, anyway, we streamlined that, Carl. And what is the phone number that people can call directly, right? It is 888-212-7822.
Correct, yep.
Say it again, 888-212-7822, where you will get a live human being right here in America, right down the block in Chicago, three or four young men that work for you, Carl, correct?
That's correct. We have four people there every day, basically every day during working hours and most of the weekends. And we have Spanish-speaking employees as well that can translate for you.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's new for us, right?
It is new. It's new as of about 2 months ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're excited about that.
And what can members sign up for during open enrollment?
So they can sign up for life insurance. They can sign up for accidental death and dismemberment insurance, accident insurance, which we'll get into, I think, in a moment, and critical illness insurance on that website.
Okay, perfect. So let's drill down on this a little bit, okay? And, you know, we've talked about, obviously, we have Megan Financial, one of our major sponsors, Voya, one of our major sponsors. You know, your group, Carl, is a sponsor as well. And we've talked about financial literacy for working people, right? And, you know, once again, I'll say this. I say it till I'm blue in the face. I didn't know what I didn't know, you know, until we started, like, this coalition and this program, and I really started to learn about this, and that is life insurance transfers tax-free, correct, Carl?
It does. It does. You buy it with taxable dollars,
right?
And it transfers tax-free, the benefit does, to your survivors.
Okay. So if you are, you know, let's just say, and let's go backwards. The reason that we started this program, the coalition, was to leverage our economies of scale.
That's right. That's right.
And get benefits that we, in the building trades at that point, had a hard time getting by ourselves, right?
That's right.
Right.
And,
that's correct.
And yeah, and
at levels that are better than what you can get in the individual market.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Yes. And the key for us was in the building trades, we wanted to create a program where you didn't have to jump through a bunch of hoops or get some crazy bait and switch or some insane prices or in some instances people come into your house and bothering you and calling you and pressuring you. All that stuff, we wanted to simply go away because we had dealt with that in the past in labor, right? These bottom-feeding companies.
Yeah, in fact, everyone sort of deals with that in their own lives. You get mailers, you have people calling you at night during your dinner. And the old way of selling insurance was to knock on your door and sit at your kitchen table and talk to you for an hour and a half. And that way has kind of gone by the wayside. So the economies of scale for insurance and We're lucky enough to be at the outset of the MCL or the NCL.
Yes.
We think we bring a very valuable benefit to the organization and to the union members because we allow them to buy life insurance at a level that they probably couldn't get themselves, certainly at middle age, for zero health questions, right?
And zero.
So, yep. Usually it's a 10-page form.
Right.
It's blood and urine tests. It's all these types of things you have to get done. It takes 60 days. Ours takes 15 minutes. And you're approved.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah.
Right?
15 minutes, that's right.
So you were with us, Carl. You literally with the coalition since day one. And when we put out for bid, you know, hey, we want life insurance for working class construction workers, basically, you know, building trades. At that point, it was just five of us, five unions. Most of the carriers left and said, you want us to guarantee you you know, X number of dollars of life insurance. At that point, it was $100,000, what we're asking for, that people could buy, without answering a single medical question or taking an exam. And we said, yes, that's what we want.
Exactly. Right. What's the problem here?
Right. That's right. And to accommodate this, well, that doesn't exist, number one. Number two, you guys are construction workers. You know, and, you know our guys a little bit. Like, some of them are not, you know, not leading the healthiest of lifestyles
at times. Live life on the edge sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Except the laborers, right? The laborers are like really like they're usually in pretty darn good shape.
They are.
But anyway, listen. So you, Carl, managed to get us a connect with a person. At that point, it was Hartford, and then we switched to Voya, if I'm not mistaken.
We did. Right? In fact, we actually wanted the carriers to provide a website. We wanted the ease of doing business. We wanted no paperwork. So we wanted a lot of things from these guys. And at the time, we were scary for them, for sure. I mean, and so we found a carrier that was very comfortable with us, that was very flexible with us,
yep,
and they're still with us, and they've done wonders for this program.
And that's Voya Financial.
That's Voya Financial.
Right. Used to be ING, if I'm not mistaken.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And they were predominantly like a financial company, and then they opened up a benefits arm.
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
So they took a chance with us.
They did. They took a big chance. They did.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, you know, you probably yourself took a bit of a loss leader in years one, two, or three because you had to hire staff and, you know, staff it up and do all the claims.
Well, it took 8 months to envision this and make it happen and talk to a lot of people to have them do anything,
yeah,
and try to convince them that this was a good opportunity long term.
Imagine if we were wrong.
Yeah, we wouldn't be talking now.
We wouldn't be seeing you. We wouldn't have the show, that's for sure.
That's absolutely true. So
what would Sweeney have done to you if you were wrong on this?
Oof. Trust me. Every good idea I have ever had was Jim Sweeney's idea.
That's right.
Right. Every bad idea I've ever had was my idea.
Okay, got
just
it.
For the record. Okay. So at that point, like, right, so I'm giving us some history here because I think the background is important. It was you could buy up to $100,000 worth of life and $100,000 worth of accidental death and dismemberment.
That's right. That's right.
Without answering any questions.
That's right. I mean, I think the obvious for those listening out there, the obvious definition is life insurance is exactly what you think it is. Accidental death is if you pass away and or get injured from an accident. Car accident is a perfect example. You
right.
would double your benefit if you bought both.
So it doesn't have to be on the job.
It does not. It okay. can be anywhere, anytime.
Any accident.
That's right.
Okay. And as I tell the spouses that call, I say, if your husband passes away in his sleep, take his dead body, put it in a car, put a brick on the pedal, and you double your money.
I didn't hear that.
That's my legal advice. That's a joke. I'm joking. So anyway, it started with 100K, right? And today, right now, during open enrollment, you can buy $350,000 worth of life, $350,000 worth of accidental death and dismemberment, and then we're going to talk about accident and critical illness in a second. Once again, without answering a single question. And I'll tell you this, the carpenters, Phil,
yeah,
you know how much coverage they have?
I've heard. It's a pretty big number.
It's over $1 billion.
Wow.
A billion. Billion with a B.
With a B.
Just the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council.
That's incredible.
It is.
Right? I mean, and the carpenters are always, like, they're highly engaged.
Yeah.
And I think that's kudos to be blunt with you, Phil. Not to give you, I hate giving Phil compliments. You know, his head gets enormous. But yeah, they have a good comms game, right? And they get the word out.
They really do. Some say membership. It's the best. I don't know. I didn't say it. Some say it.
Some say
it. They say it.
Yeah, your wife said it. So Carl.
Well, obviously, it's also because the product is so good. Because obviously, there's other options out there.
That's a good point.
You know, the first two or three years, it's hard to market. It's hard to market this to the members, and we know how valuable it is. We'll talk in a minute about claims and what it's doing for families across the Midwest. But it's hard to market, and so carpenters, Local 150, Local 134, do a wonderful job of getting the information out to their members.
Laborers, right.
Laborers, Liona, for sure.
Uh-huh.
So the program now has a little bit of a life on its own, and they know, we get calls all year, but they know come September, open enrollment's approaching, and it's kind of it's really become a good situation for families that have heard about it, are in need, have children, have mortgages. We're going to talk about that too, how this works.
Yeah,
but to get them an opportunity to buy life insurance, which is invaluable.
And right here, you know, in Chicagoland, you know, same right, Local 399 of the operators. You know, and you know who's got a really really good game is Sprinkler Fitters, Local 281. Their percentage of membership that participate in the life insurance is higher than any other union in the entire coalition.
It's fantastic.
Based on percentage.
You're right.
Now, they have a smaller world to deal with, right? Yeah. It's not 50,000 carpenters, you know, spread across 13 states, but they do a fantastic job of getting the word out every single year. So let's talk about this, Carl. It's tax-free. And when do you need life insurance?
So I think personally, I think you need life insurance when you're buying a home. When you're getting married is probably the best time to start.
Okay.
Or if you have a lot of valuable items that you want to give to other family members.
Right.
So really, most people key in on, I'm going to have a family, I'm going to have children. Now you have children, so you see tuitions coming, you see college tuitions coming.
Sure.
You buy a bigger house, which is a mortgage. All of those items, you do not want your spouse or your significant other to sit on that debt after you're gone.
If God forbid, you should pass away during this time frame, right? You want to protect your family.
That's exactly
and that's, you know, at the end of the day, right? That's what the union is about, right? Protecting our families, making sure that our families are well taken care of. And so I want to just point this out, why we're different than I think most insurance companies that just want to, like you said earlier, like they just want to sell you stuff, right?
Yeah.
Sell, yeah. Commission, order, you know, just it seems like kind of just a dirty business, I've always felt like, right? If you ever get online and feel like and try and get a quote, right? Your phone starts ringing in about like a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hey, I saw you needed an insurance quote. And then for the next 2 weeks, like your phone won't stop ringing, text, emails, whatever. Ours is, we're telling people, hey, when you're young, you're starting out in the trades or in the working world, you know, maybe you don't need $350,000 when you're 20, right?
That's right.
You're not married, whatever. But then you get married. And like you said, get a house, have a couple of cars, right? Have a mm-hmm. couple of kids. And you want to protect that.
That's right.
And so that's when I think you need the most life insurance.
I think you're right. And I think one of the things we do well, insurance, you mentioned just a minute ago, buying insurance on your own is a bit of a fraught situation. Not only is it hard to get, it's also hard to get a straight answer as to what you need.
Right.
And if you're the salesman, and this is where they get a bad name,
yeah.
they'll mention the highest number, and they'll throw a lot of things in there that you might not even think about and yeah. or need, and they'll come up with a $2 million, $3 million number that maybe you don't need, and they right. pay for. Our program doesn't really care about that. We care about doing right by the insurance by the union worker, and we're going to give you the limit and or talk you through the limit you need, which also means when you're 55, 65, your kids are out of college, you don't need the full amount anymore.
So right.
You call our office. We can change your billing level over the phone. If you're buying $350, but you only really want to afford $150, we can change it in 5 minutes. We can change it back down. We can do all of those things. And that is just on the front end, right? The back end, I think, is the most valuable end.
I want to stop you there for a second. All right. Sure. Because I got to drill down on this. We get these calls, and I take a decent amount of them, but mm-hmm. I know you get a million more than I do. But the call is this, like, hey, you know, my insurance, you know, I'm 55 years old, I'm 60 years old, getting ready to pull the pin, whatever. I might want to take a little bit into retirement. And I say, hey, what do you have? Well, I've had $350,000 for the past couple of years. I said, is your house paid? Yeah. Are you an empty nester? Yeah. Are your kids grown? Yeah. Has your cars paid? Yeah. You got a lot of debt? No. You got a pension coming? Yes. Mm. Do you have an annuity? Yes. You got health insurance through the union? Yes. Like, I mean,
do you need it?
Yeah, yeah, right. Unless you want your, you know, your wife to go to the Caribbean with her new boyfriend, you know, in that case, keep it.
Right.
You know? But like, do you really need that much life insurance? And a lot of them have this epiphany, like, you know what? I think you're right. I'm like, you know, this is just my advice, brother. Lower the amount that you have. You know, take $50,000 into retirement with you, enough to put you in the ground.
When the kids are out of the house, right? That's generally the rule of thumb of when your term could be over, right?
I think that's right. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And some say, hey, I want to leave my kids something, right? Mm-hmm. My parents never left me anything. I want to leave them $100,000. Great, leave them $100,000.
Right.
Tax-free.
Yeah,
tax-free. Right?
That's right.
So we have those conversations, and you know, I think the difference between our coalition and others is this is altruistic. We want to make sure our members are taken care of when they need to be taken care of. Right, Carl?
That's the nature of the NCL and the MCL since its founding, right?
Yeah.
To do better for the members at a scope and scale that they can't find on their own.
Right.
And we know, and you helped us know within the first 6 months we worked together a long time ago, that this is all about the union member. It's not about me. It's not about earning how much we earn. It's about the union member and doing right by them. And it goes all the way from buying it to having claims settled, and we'll get to that in the
future.
That sounds
good. You stick around for a couple of minutes?
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Listen, we got to take a quick break. We will be right back with more of The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, and Voya Financial.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN, powered by the Midwest/National Coalition of Labor. Ken Edwards, Phil Davidson, Ed Maher is in absentia. Is that a word?
It is.
It's a big word.
Yes.
And he is actually he's in St. Louis with or was this weekend with your folks, Carl? Right.
That's
I think a couple of your folks went down actually to your thing, Phil the Carpenters.
Another Carpenters Union event.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been traveling all over for these events right now.
As well you should, yep. Especially when the Carpenters are involved.
Like I said, I don't have the word no in my vocabulary. No. So, yeah, I go anywhere. Like, hey, Ken, can you be in Kansas City tomorrow? Yeah, yes, I can.
I got to utilize that more on the show. Be like, Ken, it's for the Carpenters, okay? Maybe nicer to me.
So, anyway, listen, back to Carl. Carl, thanks for sticking around. All right, I want to talk just a couple of things, right? One is, let's talk about... You know, it's bittersweet, right, to talk about, like, you can't really call it a success story when somebody dies and you pay them. But we had a member that had got diagnosed with kidney cancer. The only caveat that we have to buy this additional life insurance is that you have to be actively working or available to work.
That's right.
Right?
That's correct.
Not pulling a pension. Pretty simple.
That's right.
So he was, and he was working. Got kidney cancer. It's like, I'm going to beat it. And we always, of course, hope you're going to beat it. But his brothers said, hey, it happens to be open enrollment right now for the coalition. You need to buy life insurance. And at that point, I think it was $300, Carl. And he bought the full amount, right?
Yes.
And what happened? Unfortunately, he passed away a few months later. I think he had made two premium payments. Right. And his wife got a check tax free for $300,000. And so she stood up at a union meeting and said, but for this, I'd be destitute.
No.
And you want to talk about, you know, life changing and goodwill for the unions. And, you know, once again, yes. Unions, you know, doing the right thing for their members. That was it. And then, of course, we have the alternative, which the calls you get, Carl, like a 40-year-old that got killed in a motorcycle accident. What happens in that regard?
Yeah, so we have those calls every week. We handle at my office. We handle the claims processing, the paperwork to get your claim paid within 9 days, and so we get those calls unfortunately frequently. In that case, a younger man that had multiple kids, and he had an auto accident or a motorcycle accident, and there was nothing there. So mm-hmm. We get the phone call from the widow saying, yeah. "Did my husband buy anything?" Sometimes they don't share that information with each other, and we had to say no. So roughly, for his age, roughly
at 40, right?
At age 40,
yeah.
He could have bought $350,000 of life insurance for roughly $60 to $70 a month.
And then $350,000 of accidental death and dismemberment for $15,
that's
I think?
Right, $15 additional a month.
Or 17 or something like that.
Right.
It's really, really cheap. And at that point, his spouse would have gotten $700,000.
In tax-free benefit.
In tax-free benefit because he died in a motorcycle.
That's
accident.
Exactly right.
And to not pay that money, to not, you know, like, you know, to sleep on it, to go like, ah... You know, I'm going to save the money or, you know, our guys, right?
Right.
I'm invincible. Nothing's ever going to happen to me, you know, and just motorcycle accident after motorcycle accident. I get the calls all the time.
We
jet
do.
Jet skis, snowmobiles, right?
And we just, do.
And if our guys, especially the Carpenters, too,
yeah.
If they're not working, they're working on the house.
True.
Right? And falling off the roof, you know, mm-hmm. Just like tragic accidents. Just have that in your... You know, in your world of your finances, have insurance.
Well, let's be honest. For him, it could have been $80 a month, which is, you know,
a round of beers and nachos. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Right.
To protect his family forever.
So. Right. So what we're saying is, guys, you know, don't sleep on this. Go out and get it. Protect your family. You know, do the right thing. Carl, we also have accident insurance and critical illness. Can you explain what's accident insurance?
So accident insurance is a very long list of things that can happen to you that you send you to the hospital. Broken arms, twisted ankles. A lot of people play softball in the union world. You know, you break a knee and all of a sudden
sure.
You have to go to the hospital, right?
Softball. Yes.
You can buy.
Some better than others.
Hey, who won last year?
Some bring in ringers, some don't.
It's a bone of contention here in the building trades in Chicagoland. Some will say that some of the unions hire, you know, professional softball players.
Just to say, 150's lucky there's no card checks
okay,
at the softball
please,
game.
Please. Okay. So.
So you can, accident insurance will pay for a dislocated knee, for instance. It'll pay you an actual sum.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very long list of what those sums might be, a couple thousand dollars. You can use it for anything. If you've got to sit on your bed for 2 weeks or 3 weeks to rehab, you can use it to pay down your deductible if you have one. You could use it to pay someone to come in and watch your children if you can't actively help
or just,
them.
It's just
money.
Or just income replacement.
100%. Right. Order groceries instead of going out to get groceries, whatever the additional bills you might incur are.
Right.
It's a very long list of accidents that you will pay you. And the cost of that is $8.13 a month.
That's it.
For a member.
$8.
$8 a month. So, I mean, if you're an active member at 35 and you're playing softball and basketball and running around and skiing.
That's literally the cost of a beer at a bar. $8. So buy it, right?
That's right.
And you know what else it does, Carl? If you go to the doctor and get a physical, go to the dentist, get a physical, have your kids get shots, you know, inoculation, sports, whatever it is. The plan pays you $50 a crack, correct?
It does. It does. It pays you a wellness benefit of sorts if you register for it. And we help unions do that all the time. You'll get that $50 back for the cost of the copayment or whatever it is. So there usually is no copayment for a wellness visit. So you just get cash.
So like if somebody goes like Phil in our world, right, in the coalition's centers, right, the carpenters are part of, operators are part of, electricians in Northbrook, Teamster coming on board, et cetera. You go to one of those, A, it's free.
Yeah.
And B, you get a physical. You turn that in and go, I get $50.
That's right.
$50 in your pocket. That's
and the family can get up to what, $250 a year?
Right. Yep.
$250 a year.
Exactly right. Yep.
So you're paying $90 and you could get back 200 and change. You could literally make money.
Make money.
And what does that do for the funds? Of course, it helps us stay healthy. It encourages people to go to the doctor.
That's right. And in theory, you're paying your insurance longer and that the carrier, you know, in time might catch up.
Is there a limit on how many wellness exams someone can get?
Just one. Okay. One, I think.
Someone can't go every week. You're like, check it in again.
A female and a male.
Okay.
Right. There's two. And then I think you can go to the dentist. And I think there's also kids. I know I've done the math. I think it's like either money even or money ahead if you use it correctly.
For everyone.
Yep. Right?
Sure.
Because there's also a piece of it, same benefit, a wellness benefit for critical illness.
That's right.
Okay. Explain what critical illness is.
So critical illness is your ability to buy a lump sum, either $10,000 or $20,000, that goes towards the unknown possibility that you have a critical illness. Usually a heart attack, a stroke, cancer are the three big ones.
Right.
And if you get diagnosed with one of those, they will pay a lump sum. Whether you're early stages, it doesn't matter what it is. They'll pay that lump sum that you purchased, $10,000 or $20,000.
You don't have to be on your deathbed.
You do not have to be on your deathbed. And like I said, it goes, if you have to go to treatment once a month or twice a month, and you need a babysitter, it helps to pay for babysitters.
Right.
If you need gas money to get to those places, that's what it's for. It's for any additional expense you may incur. You pick it. It doesn't matter. They're just going to give you the money.
It's tax-free.
Tax-free.
Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, you hope that, of course, that doesn't happen. But, you know, in our world, people get cancer.
That's right.
It is what it is.
Sadly,
right?
And it's becoming more and more prevalent now.
It sure is.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, for men, especially with colon cancer. I think the prevalence rates is...
First of all, get a colonoscopy. One early, right?
Yep.
I had one. It wasn't a big deal at all. It was completely not a big deal.
The prep is the worst.
Have you had one yet?
Not yet.
All right.
I got to be 45.
How old are you?
43.
Liar.
Yeah. I just broke a lot of hearts by telling our female listeners that, but sorry, ladies.
Sorry, and guys. So you got these other two benefits, right? And once again, Carl, there's no medical questions.
None.
Correct?
Zero medical questions, yeah.
Right? Now, you can't have cancer when you buy this and then turn around and go, hey, I got cancer.
That's right. There's an idea that you didn't have it before.
Of course, right. But you could get it the day afterwards.
For sure you can, and most people would, right? Weeks later, months later, you just don't know. That's why it's so unpredictable.
But unlike life insurance, right, where you could literally have already had a diagnosis of cancer and still be working, as long as you're still working and active, you get to buy it, period. End of discussion, correct?
That's exactly right.
Is there an age limit on that, as long as you're working?
As long as you're working. Yep.
Don't matter.
And you can take it into retirement, right? All the way to age 75.
Yes.
Wow.
Which is
a big deal.
It's a huge deal, you know. So
which is not common in the insurance industry.
No, God, no. And the premiums would be triple or quadruple if you wanted to buy.
So I got a solicitation the other day from a union affiliated program, and it said, "Hey, everybody, we have retiree insurance now, and you could get $10,000, $20,000, up to $50,000, or whatever it was. The rates are higher than ours."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just, you know, of course, I see this stuff, I get interested, and I looked at it. It's like, all right, you know, the rates are a little higher than ours, whatever. And then I started to really drill down and look. and read. For the first 2 years of that insurance, if you die, you just get your premiums back.
That's right.
You don't get paid. It's like, come on, man.
Really?
Yeah, and it's buried, like buried deep into in, you know, in the documents of this program. Like, come, I mean, that's just, I don't like that. You know, we should put our cards on the table and go, this is how it works. This is how you get paid.
Yeah, no bait and switch.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And we're not in the business of not paying people or trying to get out of it, right? Because then we wouldn't be in existence. Your group, Carl, and I give them a lot of credit, and you know, and the guys that work for you, you know, Will, Trent, Noah, Daniel,
yep.
They go to events, right? They mm-hmm. go to the carpenters events, they go to the operators events, they go to union meetings, they talk. I mean, they're available all the time to answer your question.
They are.
And you're getting a live person that understands who you are, what you do for a living, right?
Sure.
Or talking yep. to the spouse. And like you said, God forbid something happens, we do our best, you guys do it, actually, to get a check into the spouse's hand or the beneficiary's hand in 9 days.
That's exactly
9 days, right? So while you're going through all the other stuff that you're going through when a loved one passes away, the last thing you want to worry about is finances. So we try and get that check into your hands as soon as humanly possible. Make sure you can pay for the funeral, right. whatever other expenses that you have, correct?
That's right. That's very correct. So one of the other things I'll point out is if you buy life insurance on the street by yourself,
yes,
and you buy a policy and 20 years go by and you put it in a shoebox somewhere, the shoebox has been lost, it's gone, it's in the garbage somewhere, threw it out.
Right.
If you don't know where it is and you don't know who it was with, you'll never have it again. There's nowhere to find it, right?
They're not looking for you to pay.
We find mm-hmm. everybody.
Yes.
The unions once a month or more frequent, depending on how many people,
yep.
will send us a list of who's passed away,
yep.
and we will hunt them down. We'll hunt their spouse down or their significant others down. We will find out if they had multiple benefits,
mm-hmm.
the base benefit and maybe up to $350.
Yep.
And we will call them. We will, after we fight through the voicemail because they think we're not legitimate because we're trying to hand them money.
Yeah.
I've had that. I had somebody come to the union hall once. They asked me, they said, is this real? Like, this guy's calling me to say that I got 20 grand coming to me,
yep.
and I think it's a scam.
Yep. We call everybody.
And he went to the hall, yep. and they put me on the phone, like, hey, Ken, there's a guy standing in the lobby here. He wants to know if this is real. I'm telling him it's real. And the guy calls me, like, I'm sorry. I thought it was a scam.
Yeah.
Like,
that's right.
It sounded
too good.
He says
he's a Nigerian prince. I don't know what's going on here.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I guess I understand why, but yeah. I mean, what
it's a great.
When you find out that it's not a scam,
right.
it must be the greatest day. I mean, other than if there's a tragedy in your family, but man, what a.
Well, sometimes, right?
What a great day.
It's a massive relief.
Yeah.
I just had another one. I don't know what happened. It fell through the cracks. Somebody just didn't know. And the guy had $100,000 sitting out there. Nobody had let us know, et cetera. And, you know, this happened 9 months ago, whatever it was. You guys cut a check for $100,000.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
Right? No questions. It's like, here it is. Free. Like, not free, but tax-free. So
that's right.
Yep. It's one way in which the wealthy of this country have transferred wealth for years. And those are these insurance policies, correct?
Well, yeah. I would say, just to pat ourselves and Voya on the back more than anyone, we have solved the angst of dealing with insurance life insurance people.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We pay.
Yep.
You pay. We will pay.
Right.
And we'll pay fast.
And nobody's scamming you.
Nobody's scamming
nobody's
you.
Nobody's coming to your house.
You. There's no cold
nobody's
calls.
Nobody's harassing you.
Nope.
The most you'll get from this, of course, that is also the problem, right? Trying to hunt down building trades guys. They go from their house to the job sometimes to the bar, from the bar back home, and then they do it again the next day,
yep.
right? And
yep.
so you get this stuff in the mail.
Maybe to a friend's house at some point, yeah.
yeah. And you get this stuff in the mail, especially during election time.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, look at this. It's another thing from the union telling me who to vote for. It's not. So when you get this in the mail, everybody, open it up. Buy it right now. Don't sleep on it. You have till November 30th. You know, sometimes that it gets extended, but you got a couple of months. You go to mclenrollment.com, either one, or you call 888-212-7822. I'm going to say it again, 888-212-7822. Right,
if Carl? You call that number tomorrow,
yes,
we'll be there to answer questions that you have about the program, help you enroll, or call you back in 3 weeks if you want to not enroll that day.
Okay, perfect. Listen, I got to say thank you. And thank you so much for literally being with the program since its inception. For those of you that don't know, Carl and I's kids went to school.
They did.
Right?
They did.
So we've known each other for almost
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know like what an insurance salesman did for a living. And he didn't know what a union lawyer was. But as the years went on, we kind of got on. And he's like, "You ever think about this?" And I'm like, "No, I don't even know what you're talking about." And he kind of schooled
me. Wait, I thought it was your idea.
Well, no, remember, Jim Sweeney's idea.
Oh, Jim Sweeney's idea. Yes, right. My mistake.
But kind of trained me on this, and it got me thinking. And then by the time the coalition was ready to go, I'm like, you know what? This makes perfect sense. Yeah. And right now, Carl, we hold almost $8 billion in coverage with Voya. $8 billion, right. $8 billion.
That's exactly right.
We're the largest client in terms of life insurance.
We are.
As well we should be.
The MCL as a whole, $8 billion?
$8 billion.
Oh, my Lord.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. Yep. Most of it's mine.
and we paid a lot of claims. Right? A lot.
Well, we paid out like $30 or $40 million in claims already, right? Exactly and we've only been around 5 years.
Wow.
So anyway, Carl, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for your sponsors. Thank you for your hard work. We look forward to a great open enrollment. And we'll be right back with more of The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, and Voya Financial.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Workers' Mic on 720 WGN. I'm Phil here with Ken.
Yeah, that was cool with Carl, huh?
Carl's the man.
Yeah, super interesting, good dude, always willing to step up and, you know, come down, talk about this stuff. He's really assembled a fantastic crew for our members.
And I think even if you're not a member, hopefully you find some of that conversation enlightening about, these are the different benefits out there for you and where you can take advantage, you know?
No question about it. Yeah. And look, if you ever have any questions in any of this regard and you're a worker bee and want to talk, just call the coalition, 800-433-2099. You can get the coalition directly. Quite frankly, either myself or Ed usually answer the phone.
Yeah.
Or you can send us an email here at WGN, theworkersmike at WGNradio.com. So you can find us. And so let's talk a couple of quick news things, right?
Yeah.
Boeing, right, continues to be on strike.
Yep.
And so you know what Boeing did?
They said their best and final, they claimed.
Yeah, but here, Boeing, once again, like shooting themselves in the foot. Instead of having negotiations with the union, Boeing decided in their infinite hubristic manner to give the workers, the machinists, a proposal directly without going through the union.
Right to the workers.
To the workers. And then gave them a deadline to accept it, and come back to work. So, bypassing the union, going directly to the workers and saying...
Is that a ULP?
I would assume so. Yeah. I mean, I got to assume it is. You know, direct dealing is called.
Yeah.
Usually not supposed to do that. So, who knows? But... Let's put it this way. If it is, it'll get resolved 14 years from now.
Yeah.
Right? So what the worker bees do, the machinists, they stood up and said, no, absolutely not. You don't do this. This is our union. This is how we do things. You want to talk to us, sit across the bargaining table, and make us a legitimate proposal, give it to our negotiators. They'll make the decision whether this is worth bringing back or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Don't do that.
That's why we have a union.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're here for.
Exactly right. That's called collective bargaining.
Yeah.
Right? And then in more positive and kind of fun news.
Yeah, something that hits home, close home for Ken, our resident guitarist extraordinaire. Guitar Center workers in 6 locations, including Illinois, ratified a new contract. And I had no idea employees at Guitar Centers were union, but... I love them even more now.
You know, they used to, my understanding was, when you worked at Guitar Center, it was commission, right? You got commission. And I'm not sure if it's still on commission or not, but I know things were going south for a while. And they were getting beat up, the worker bees there. And so I know they've been trying to form a union for a long time. I guess, obviously, they have.
Yep.
And now they ratified another contract.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they should be getting hazard pay for all the terrible versions of Stairway to Heaven that you have to listen to every day in that store. Can you imagine how brutal it would be?
Phil, what do you think the first song I learned was?
Stairway to Heaven. Smoke on the Water.
Well, everybody knows Smoke on the Water. Just intuitive. You're born knowing Smoke on the Water.
That's true.
You don't have to play guitar.
Cavemen were playing Smoke on the Water.
That's where it came from. But yes, Stairway to Heaven was the first song I learned. And of course, I thought I was the greatest guitar player in the world.
Hey, so. Don't sell yourself short. Oh, you're going to love this too. Other highlights in the contract are an updated attendance policy that increases the grace period for being late. if you're a guitar store employee, you know, you might be involved in some other extracurriculars that might cause you to be late every once in a while. So I like that. I like that.
It is funny that they have to write in a lateness policy into their contract. It's awesome. Like where we work, like you show up late, you're not working. Right?
Exactly.
Somebody else is working for you.
Right.
Yeah, so and there's like, oh, I was playing a gig last night, man, and I'm tired. So, right. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I drank the Kool-Aid. Got me a little jammed up a little bit. Yeah.
I reek of alcohol. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's great.
So good for them. Good for those guys.
Good for Guitar Center.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to see a win. If you have any wins you want to report, just give us a shout. Send us an email. But listen, we appreciate all the continued comments, encouragement. You know, everywhere I go lately, Phil, like it used to be like, hey, how's the coalition going or whatever. Now it's like, hey, I heard you on the Workers' Mic. You know, I listen every week and et cetera. So it's been really, really nice.
What do we hear? Enzo saw someone at Home Depot with our shirt on. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, you know, I think it was he was wearing our shirt, and the guy came up and said, oh, I listened to Workers' Mic.
Oh, that's what it was, right?
Yeah. That was really cool. Super cool.
Very cool.
So thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to WGN for having us. And we'll see you next week, right?
Yeah.
See you next week with more of the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
The preceding episode of the Workers' Mic was powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, and Voya Financial. For additional information and podcasts of the Workers' Mic, visit WGNradio.com.